Today, Shir's Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Samech Ches. We will begin on Daf Samech Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, towards the end of the line with the words, V'Rab Shimon my time. Before we continue, we're actually in the middle of a sugya, so let us give a brief hakdama. This is the sugya of Noisen Tam Lefgam, where we had in yesterday's Shir a machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. If Nois and Tam Lefgam is Osir and Mutter, this is in the middle of the Amud, where Rameir begins by saying, Echad Nois and Tam Lefgam, Echad Nois and Tam Lishrach, Osir, Divrei Rameir. It doesn't matter whether the Tam, for example, in a Keli, let's say if it's a Ben Yomo, then the Tam, the Blia that is inside the walls of the Keli, will be Lishrach. And if you cook in that Keli, after you cook tray, if you cook something kosher, the positive tam will be emitted into the kosher food. That's nice and tam and shrach. But if it's more than 24 hours, then you have nice and tam lefgam, where the taste gets becomes an off taste after 24 hours. And Rameir's sheet is that it makes no difference whether it's lishrach or lefgam, it will be usher. However, Rab Shimon Oimer, lishrach usher will become mutter. Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says only if it's l'shvach, but if it becomes an off taste, then the Torah never prohibited that, and that is permitted. And the Gemara then asks the question, what is the source of Rav Meir's prohibition by Nois and Tam Lefgam? And the Gemara answered that he learned it out from Kli Midyan, from the Geulei Oivdei Kechavim, that Moshe was commanded, and he commanded Klal Yisrael that they have to kasher, they have to kosherize all the kalim that they get after the battle against Midyan. And the Rab Meir says, we're speaking there about kalim which were not used in 24 hours, and therefore the taste that is emitted from the Dofnei HaKli would be Lufgam, and yet the Torah prohibited it. So you see, Nois and Tam Lufgam is Usser. And on that, Rav Shimon answers that he's of the opinion that the Torah only prohibited a ben yomo, only when the taste is a good taste. And ain a ben yomo, Moshe did not obligate them to kasher those kalim that were not used in 24 hours. And on that, Rav Meir retorts that even if it stays a little while, even less than 24 hours, it gets an off taste, and yet the Torah ushered it, so he remains with his opinion that Nois and Tam Lefgam is ushered. La halacha, as we're going to see at the end of the sugya today on Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis at the bottom, the Gemara will tell us that the halacha is that Nois and Tam Lefgam is mutter min haTorah. And that's how the Mechaber and Simen Kuf Chav Beis Sif Aleph Paskins, Nois and Tam Lefgam mutter. However, right away in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says that that's only Midaraisa. But Midarabbanan, the Rabbanan prohibited Kedera She'ena Bas Yoima, the Hainu, says the Mechaber, She'shosa Me'es La'es, there was a 24-hour time where you didn't use the Kedera, Mishnah Nisbashtu Bo'a Isser, Havya Nois and Tam Lefgam. So if you cooked something treif in a pot and didn't use it in 24 hours, then you cooked something kosher, so Minatora, the treif pot will not make the kosher food prohibited because it's Nois and Tam Lefgam. However, says the Mechaber, V'afilo hachi, osru chacham levash b'lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to use that pot. Gzeira otu bas yoima. Because we're gozer, and ain't a ben yoma, otu a ben yoma. And the Mechaber says, bein shebelua me'isru bo levash b'heter. Whether you're talking about using a treif pot to cook something kosher, or whether you're talking about milchiks and fleishiks to go from dairy to meat, or vice versa, from meat to dairy, so if it's an ein ben yoima l'chatchila, you are not supposed to use the pot. Now, Nois and Tam Lefgam in today's shir will discuss two cases. One is the one that we've been speaking about till now, which is blia in the Dofnei HaKli. That's one example of Nois and Tam Lefgam, where it stayed in the Kli more than 24 hours. But there's also a Nois and Tam Lefgam, which we had in the Mishnah, Daf Samechei Amud Beis. We're going to have that in the Gemara today as well. Chaimet shenafel al gabi grisin. When you have vinegar made from yayin nesach that fell on split beans, and there, let's say, for example, it was hot, the split beans were hot, so right away the vinegar will give an off taste into the split beans. So here it's not a case of a tam that's balua in the dofne hakli, but rather it's a be'en. You have here the vinegar, be'en. You could see the vinegar. And yet there is going to be an off taste when it comes in contact with the split beans. Our Gemara is going to discuss both of these two different types of cases of nois and tam lefgam. Now, actually, there's a third type, which is a machloikas rishonim, and that is, we've been speaking about a taste that's balua inside the dofnei kli. What about if you had mamush of iser, which hasn't been cleaned out properly, be'en, that you could see on the dofnei kli, and it stayed for more than 24 hours? The question is, do you say nois tam lefgam only by a taste? Or you say nois tam lefgam even by be'en that waited more than 24 hours. So on this, the mechaber there in Simon Kuf Chav Beis tells us in the name of the Rajba, this is in Sif Gimel, and also the Rivet and the Tur hold the same way, that Yesh Oimrim Ha de Cheshuva Paguma Kishayna Bas Yoima Dafke Shakadeira Yafa Visarmi Men Kol Sham Nunis. That's only if you cleaned it out well. So the only thing we're concerned about is the tam that's nivla inside the dofnei kli. In other words, you cleaned out kol sham nunis iser hadavik. But avol im loy dicha yafa. But if you didn't clean it out well, sha iser hu be'en einoy nifkam b'shias meis leis. There, that's how the mechaber paskins, like the Rajban, the Rivet, and the Tur, that there, just because it stayed there for 25 hours, more than 24 hours, that doesn't make the be'en a nois and tam lefgam. In the case of chometz, so the chometz, when it interacts with the greasin, that it's be'en, but it causes an off taste, nois tam lefgam. Here our question is, just by staying there, the iser remaining as it is for more than 24 hours, does it get an off taste? So the we paskin doesn't. However, the Run is of the opinion, he argues on these Risharim, the Run's opinion is that we would say nois and tam lefgam both by a tam that's balua, more than 24 hours, and even by a be'en that is more than 24 hours. And finally, what is the amount of time that makes it into an Eina Ben Yomo? So the Lashon of the Mechaber was, she'shasa me'eis leis, that it was there for more than 24 hours. However, in yesterday's shir, we had a Rashi, where Rashi says, in Divri HaMaschil, around seven lines from the bottom of the Amid, lav nois tam lefgamhu, bitmi yada pshitulon kol tafshil, shalon laila echad nifkam tamay v'oivet tzurasay. So Rashi's shit is that if it stays overnight, that itself makes it a nois and tam lefgam. And if you look in the last daf in this mesechta, daf ayin vav, on the top, Rashi. Rashi says it there as well. Bas yoima, she bishu ba'ev kechavim hayoim, aval bishu ba esmoel, kvar hifig ba taimai, belinas laila, vishuv kishapolter betafshal acher, eino el lefgam. Rashi says, if you look in Tosis there, right at the beginning of the Tosis of Yamaskal, bas yoima, brings down Rashi, pirish bekunda she bishu ba'ev kechavim hayoim, aval and bishu ba esmoel, kvar hufkam taimai, belinas laila, mashmal epirushoi, the linas lila pagemis, v'loy be'ina me'es leis, v'chein pirish rabbeinu tam, the linas lila pagemis. So Tosis quotes, it's known as the rabbeinu tam shita, but actually it's Rashi here, we find it in two places. This is Rashi shita as well. That what? The linas lila is pagemis. You don't need 24 hours. La halacha, we paskin, you need 24 hours. However, the shita of the rabbeinu tam and Rashi is used as a sniff. Sometimes when there's a shaila and there's a heter, we can be mitstaref if the vessel was overnight, even though it wasn't 24 hours. That could be mitzuref as a tzad to be mekel, and that's how the shita is used lahalacha. Now we are ready to begin at the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Rab Shimon my time. So in yesterday's shir we found out what the time of Rab Meir was. Now we want to know, why does Rab Shimon hold that Noisim Tam Lufgam is Mutter? This Sanya, we learned in the Braisa. This is based on a Pasuk in Dvorim Yudalit Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where the Pasuk, I'll speak out the entire Pasuk first, Loi Soich Lukal Novela Lager Sher B'Sherecha Titnena, Our Gemara only uses the first six words or seven words of the pasuk. It doesn't even use the other words. The Gemara is trying to make, according to Reb Shimon, a smuchin. We have loy soichlu kol nevela. Don't eat any nevela. And right after it, we have the words lager asher b'sherecha. So there's an equation. What's the equation? Kol haruya lager kriya nevela. As we turn to Samach Ches Amud Aleph, she'ein haruya lager, ein kriya nevela. We're talking here about a ger toishev. A ger toishev is someone who's mekabel upon himself, the zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Of course, stama ger, you can't give nevela to. Stama ger, it's usur to, for him to eat nevela. But a ger toishev, you're allowed to give him nevela. But what do we see? That the definition of what is considered nevela is leger asher b'sherecha. It has to be something that is fitting for a ger to eat. But something which is not royal leger is not called a nevela. So says Rashi at the top of Samach Ches Amud Aleph, the top Rashi, she'esricha, that it got rancid, it got spoiled, it's not edible. Alma midde ifgim batal isura. So from this pasuk we see that says Rab Shimon that if something gets a pgum, it gets an off taste. So we learn out it's not real lager. Ask the run a very basic question, and that is how can you compare like what we've been speaking about nice and tam of gum in a pot that was more than 24 hours so, that there's an off taste. When it goes into the potatoes that you're cooking now, you can still eat the potatoes. It might have in it a pagam, a taste, but it's still edible. It might not have such a fresh taste like you would normally have in a potato because of that nice and tam lufgam of the isser that was cooked there before, but it's edible. Whereas by nevela, that's enu lager, Rashi uses the word hisricha. Hisricha means it's totally not edible. So, of course, if it's totally not edible, then it's mutter. It's not, that's not what the Torah prohibited as far as nevela is concerned. But how can you compare that to nice and tam lufgam, where the food itself is edible? Answers the run, a very beautiful answer, that tam is in relation to what food is. In other words, what makes regular nevela edible? It gives nutritious value. So if it's not edible, then that's not called food that the Torah prohibited. Whereas tam, what brings tam into the whole food cycle? What brings it is the taste. Once it's off taste, so it's missing the criterion that makes it into a food entity. Actual food has to be edible. Taste has to taste well. If it doesn't taste well, then it loses its shaychus to be called food. Even though what it went into is still edible, you could still eat it. But since the taste is not tasteful anymore, so now this taste has no relationship to food, as if it would be a nevela that became inedible. So explains the run. So this is the sheet of Rab Shimon, nice tam lufgam is mutter, based on Ruya Lager. Rab Meir, what does Rab Meir do with Rab Shimon, with his pasuk? Hahu lemeute shrucha mikara. You know what I use that pasuk for? That I use, as Rashi explains, if this nevela was full of boils, it was a mukashchin. Nobody would eat this animal while it was alive. So memela, when it dies and it becomes nevela, it never got the, Rashi explains, it never got the shame nevela. Because it's inedible yet when it was alive. Nobody wanted to touch this animal. It looked sickly and unappealing to be eaten. So if it's srucha mikara, that in the Torah is saying is mutter. But in a case of nois and tam lufgam, or let's say a case of a nevela, that was, it died, and it was not a mukashkin, it wasn't full of boils, and then it stayed a day or two and it became, it became spoiled, that the Torah would prohibit. It was just something that shrucha mikara, that never got on it, a shame nevela, to begin with. That's what the Torah is permitting. But it's not permitting a nice and tam lufgam. Rab Shimon, shrucha mikara, shrucha miyuta. Rab Shimon says that if something is not edible, yet when it was alive, and it never got the shame nevela on it, and the Torah never asked it, I don't need a pasuk of Einarui Lager, as the Chasam Sofer explains, because that I know from the first phrase of the pasuk. What's the first phrase? Loisoich lukol nevela. It has to be achila. This is not achila. I don't need the second phrase, Lager Asher B'Sharecha. What do I use, Lager Asher B'Sharecha? That has to be teaching me something else. Oh, you know what it's teaching me? It's teaching me nice and tam lufgam. Because srucha mikor lo tzricha miyuta afra ba'almu. It's like earth. And that's not a midi dachila, as the Chasam Sofer explains. That would be nismayit from the first part of the pasuk. What do I use the second phrase for? The answer is that's for nice and tam lufgam. Now comes ula. So if we were to summarize this part of the Gemara right now, we would say it comes out from our Gemara that if an avela shrucha mikara, from the beginning you couldn't eat it, then the halach is its mutter according to Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. If it was good and then it got spoiled, that's the machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. And now it sounds like Ula is saying the exact same thing. But he's really not. Let's see what the words of Ula are, and then we'll explain what Ula is saying and what's the basis for what Ula is saying. Omar Ula, machloikis, the machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Shimon, sheish biach, Ula b'soif, Bach puts the word poigem. Wherever it uses the word pegam here, the Bach changes it to poigem in the whole sugya. Sheish biach, Ula b'soif poigem. If it was good first, and then it became off tasting. Avol poigem mikara, but if to begin with it was poigem, divrei hakol mutter, everybody holds its mutter. So it sounds like that Ula is saying exactly what we just said at the end of the last piece of Gemara. That if it's srucha mikara, it's mutter. If it was good to begin with and then became spoiled, it is a machlaikis. But in actuality, that's not what Ula is saying. And the key to this is the Tosfos, the third from the bottom, Divrei HaMashchil Avol Hishbiach, where Tosfos gives a fundamental yesod in the entire sugya here. There's a difference as to what Ula is speaking about and what we spoke about at the top of the Amud. At the top of the Amud, let's give a mashal which I think will explain the difference what Ula is saying and the top of the Amud. If you look, we've been speaking about the off taste in a keli. So the a iser dika food was cooked in a keli, and then it waited for 24 hours, and then it went into kosher food that was subsequently cooked in the keli. So what took place here? At the beginning, when it went in, it was lishvach. When the keli absorbed the taste, it was good. It waited 24 hours, got an off taste. Now I put in some kosher potatoes, and the question is, what about the taste of the chazer that's coming out of the keli? So now, when the taste of the non-kosher item goes into those potatoes, it's right away off. In other words, before the taruvos took place, there were two stages. It went in good, and after 24 hours, it got spoiled. But when we look at it as far as the potatoes are concerned, right from the moment that the potatoes came in contact with the tam, it was lufgam. So Ula is speaking about when the taste goes into the taruvos. The Gemara at the top was speaking about before the taruvos took place. And let's go one step further. Tosfos explains in Divrei HaMashchil Omar Ula that Ula disagrees with what we learned till now. Till now we learned that the machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Shimon is in Psukim. Rab Meir learned it out from Gulei Midjan, and Rab Shimon learned it out from Ger. But says Tosfos that if that if we're going to say that what Ullah is trying to say, what is Ullah saying? Ullah is saying, the machloikis is, let's first see exactly what Ullah is saying. Machloikis sheishbiach ulusayf paigim. Ullah is speaking the way Tosfos explains after the taruvus took place. So if it went into the taruvus good, and then it got an af taste, that's a machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. Avul pagamikara, but if there was an off taste right from the beginning when it got in contact with the potatoes, with the taruvas, then divrei hakol mutter. Everybody would hold its mutter. Now, if you learn it out, says Tosfos, from where? From geulei midyan. What's the case there? The case is that when it came out of the pot into the kosher potatoes, right away it is affecting the kosher potatoes with an off taste. According to what Ullah is saying now, divrei hakol mutter. But doesn't Rab Meir say it's usser? The answer is, says Tosfos, that you're right. Ullah is not going to learn like the Gemara before. According to the Gemara before, in that case, it would be definitely usser according to Rab Meir, because he learns it out from Gulei Akum. And by Kli Midyan, the off taste went into the potatoes right from the onset. So according to what we learned before, Rab Meir holds it's usser. Ullah is saying, no, I disagree. He's not learning it from Gulei Akum. You know what he's learning it from? He's learning it like Rav Shimon. He's learning it from Ger. And the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is after the taruvas. How far does the heter of Ger go? Does the heter of Ger go where it is pugum mi kara, right when it touched the kosher food, or the taruvas, or is the heter of the pasuk of Ger, like Rav Shimon says, that even if it went in and it was a good taste, and then it became nifgam, you would also have the heter. What would be an example of this? We're going to see it in the Gemara further. Let's say you had chomets, you had yayin nesach vinegar, which went into cold greasin. It went into cold split beans. So there, the Gemara tells us, it gives a good taste. It's only later when you cook it up that it gets a bad taste. So Rav Ullah says that that's the source of the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. It entered, the tam entered originally good. Then while it was in the taruvas, it turned bad. That's the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. But where, let's say, for example, if the greasin were hot, there when it comes in the chometz, then it's off taste right away. So in that case, Ullah is saying, both Rav Meir and Rav Shimon would hold that it is divrei hakol mutter, because I'm not learning it out from Gulei Akum. If I were learning it out from Gulei Midyan, you would have an example of kalim, where it comes out the tom from the keli into the kosher food, where it's pogam mikara. And if you learn out from there, Tosfos says, then you should say it's usser. And we're saying it's mutter. So we are not, according to Ullah, learning it out from that previous limud from Gulei Akum. We're learning it out from Ger. The machlaikis Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is, how far does the heter of Ger go? Does the heter of Ger go only by pogam mikara? That's what Rav Meir holds. Or does the heter go, even if it enters a good taste, cold greasin, and it becomes hot greasin where it becomes an off taste? Rav Shimon holds it even goes there, because the bottom line at the end is, it has an off taste. Rav Meir says no, but when it entered into the taruvas, it was cold and it had a good taste. So memela, it remains usser. But in the previous, atop of the yomad, where we were speaking about in the nevela itself before the taruvas, there, according to the way Rav Shimon and Rav Meir, the way Ullah understands it now, as long as it comes into the taruvas with an off taste, with a pegam taste, the halacha will be according to everybody that it's mutter. Let us continue. Esvei Rav Chaga l'Ullah. So Rav Chaga asked the question to Ullah on this premise that Ullah wanted to say. We have a brisa, yayin shenafel l'tai chadashim. If you have wine that fell into lentils, or chaymetz, or vinegar, which is yayin nesach in both of these cases, the vinegar was yayin nesach, shenafel l'tai gris, and fell into beans, split beans, usr, the halach is usr. And the Gemara's havam, and it was, that we are speaking about where it was hot. The adashim were hot, the grisim were hot. And then there would be an off taste right away. Tanakama says usr, Rav Shimon matir. How could you say, Ula, that when the taruvus begins off, that the taste has a negative taste, there everybody holds its mutter. Here's a case where it starts off negatively, if it was hot, and it's pagam mikor, and yet we see there's still a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Meir. Amar Ula. Ula says, Chagaloi made the yodim ha'kamri rabbanon. Chagi doesn't know what the rabbanon are exactly speaking about. Tiyufta kamoisiv. He's asking me a question. Hocha b'mayaskinen. He learned the case wrong. Kigoyin shenafa l'tach gris and tzaynenim. It originally went in, the chaymetz went into cold gris. Ve'hirsicham. And he warmed them up. Nasa k'mishish b'yich l'besoif pagam v'osir. So then, by doing that, it's like a case where it was first good, and then it became bad. And m'meila then the halacha is that it is usher according to the Tanakhama. That's the machloikis according to Ula, what they're arguing in. Rav Shimon will still say that this case is mutter, because bottom line, at the end, the seif was that it was pogam, memeil will be mutter, nois in tam of gam mutter, and according to Rav Meir, this is a case where it's usher. The only time it's mutter is if originally, when it fell and it was hot, then it would be mutter. But if it fell in cold, it was ishbiach at the beginning, so it was usher because of treif. And that treif doesn't go away because later it became lifgam according to the shita of Rav Meir. So Ul is able to defend himself from this kasha of Rav Chaga. Continues the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Omer bepoigim mikar machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi says, is coming to argue on Ula. And the way it comes out from Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan says, I disagree with you, Ula. Ula, you're trying to tell me that Rav Meir does not learn it out from Kli Midyan, from the Gulei Akum, like we had in Samach Zayin Amid Beis. No, I disagree. I hold that Rav Meir does learn it out from the Kli Midyan. And Einachanami, if a Tom went into a Keli, and after 24 hours it got spoiled, and it goes into the kosher potatoes in our mashal, Einachanami, according to Rav Meir, it will be usher. Rav Yochanan says, "Bepoigim mikara machloikis." The machloikis is by poigim mikara. In other words, Rav Yochanan is going to connect the top of our amud to this case, meaning if it's nisrach mikara, seruch mikara, then the halacha is that if the nevela, if before the taruvus it was srucha mikara, it's not edible, then in the chanami, everybody will hold its mutter. We're speaking over here where it came into the taruvus as treif. There was nothing srucha about it before it entered the taruvus, and right when it entered the taruvus, it had an off taste. So there was never a time of shevach where it was good in the taruvus, poigem mikora, there you have the machloikis. Now the Gemara is a shaila, iboilu. The poigem mikora machloikis, is Rabbi Eichmann trying to say that the machloikis is by poigem mikora, avalish biach lo besoif pogam divra kol usser, there everybody will hold that it was first good when it went in. Like we had the case, if it went into cold greasin, and then you warmed it up, so there, everybody would hold usser, or is Rabbi Yochanan trying to say, Dilma bein bezu machloikis, that the machloikis is by both cases. On this, the Gemara says teku. Even though the Gemara says teku, Tosfos, in Divri Amaschel teku, the last Tosfos was on the Amid, says that we'll see on Amid Beis that the Gemara comes out that it's not a teku. That the Gemara comes out that Rabbi Yochanan actually meant to say, the machloikis is by poigam mikora, but if it's hishbiach ulubesoif pogam, there, divrei akoil osir. I, the Gemara says here, teiku, and Tosfos brings proof, precedent, that the base medrash could have discussed an issue and come to the maskana that an item is teiku, and later they could resolve it from another brisa. Now here is where Tosfos asks a bomb of Akasha. You're telling me that one tzad, which we just said, in fact, the Gemara in the Maskana comes out to this tzad. That what? That if it's Hishbiyach Lubisoif Pogam, Divrei Akoil Usser, the Machloikas is by Pogam Mikara, but on the top of the Amud, you told me that there's a Machloikas in Hishbiyach Lubisoif Pogam. You told me that if it's Srucha Mikara, it's Mutter, but if it's Hishbiyach Lubisoif, then you told me that's the machloikas Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, that's what I learned out from Ger. Rav Meir says, I learned out from Ger only Srucha Mikar. Rav Shimon says, I learned out even Ishbiach L'Besoif. How could the Gemara entertain the possibility, which is in fact the maskon of the Gemara, that if it's Ishbiach L'Besoif Pogam, Divrei HaKoil Osir, when on the top of the Amid the Gemara said it's machloikas, answer Tosfos, that the top of the Gemara is not speaking about what Rabbi Eichon is speaking about. The top of the Gemara is speaking about, of the Amid is speaking about, where before the Taruvis. So there in the Chanami, if it, the Nevela was Srucha Mikara, from its inception, when it was still alive, everybody holds Mutter. If it was a good Nevela at the beginning, and then it got spoiled, that's the Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Where is the Machloikas? Because that's all speaking about before the Taruvis. But if it was spoiled, and when it entered the Taruvis, it was spoiled, so there, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the Machloikas when it enters the Taruvis. In other words, let's take the case of Keli. It started out good. 24 hours later, it turned off taste. Then it entered the Taruvis when you cooked something in it, right? So that's, as far as the Taruvis is concerned, it's Pogam Mikara. So there, the way Rabbi Yochanan says it, that's the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But you know where everybody will be moited that it's osir? When it enters the taruvis as shvach. What's that case? When you cook greisen in, when you cook chaimitzfel into cold greisen. So it was good in the beginning. Then you heated it up, then it got an off taste. That everybody will hold its osir. Even Rav Shimon will hold its usher. I, Rav Shimon, said before it's mutter. Rav Shimon was speaking about when the change from good to bad happened before the Taruvis. If it happened before the Taruvis, by the time the Taruvis came, there was no nevela here. There was no trefa here. It already had an off taste before it came into the Taruvis. That's where Rav Shimon says it's mutter. But where it entered the Taruvis cold, by the Chaimetz cold greisen, so it entered as already a problem of Isser, then Rav Shimon is moited, Divrei HaKoil, that it's Usser, even though later it changes. So explains Tosfos. Amar Rav Amram, Efshir Isser L'Hadar Rabbi Yochanan V'Loi, San Yilav Masnisen. Is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan says the Shita that what? That the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is in Pogami Kora, when it enters the Taruvis, the way Tosfos learns, from the beginning as an off taste, and we're not going to learn such a thing in a Mishnah. Nafak Dak Vashkach, he went out, he investigated, he found the Snan. We learned, not the Snan, you attribute the Snan, a Mishnah in Oral Aperic based Mishnah test. So Or Shel Chulin. If you have leaven of Chulin, leaven could be either from yeast or it could be from sourdough. Shenafal Otoicha Isa, it fell into a dough. The Yeshbar Kedela Hachmitz, and the Sor Shel Chulin has enough to make it into Chametz, Vichmitza, and it made it leaven. V'acher kach nafal Sor Shel Truma oi Sor Shel Klai HaKerem. The Yeshbar Kedela Hachmitz. And then afterwards there fell in Truma or Klai HaKerem, and it also has enough to make it Chametz. So now, when it has a double dosage of these two things that are making it Chametz, what happens? It becomes spoiled. You can't, something that's over yeasted, that has too much yeast, too much sourdough, so it becomes not edible. It's not good. It's lufgam. The halacha is osir, v'Rav Shimon matir, and Rav Shimon is matir. Now, when the truma fell into the dough, right when it fell in, it's lufgam, because the dough was already properly leavened from the chulin. And now when the truma is coming in, it's giving it an off taste. So the shaila is, does this have a loch of truma now? Or does it have a loch of chulin? So the Tanakhama holds it's usher, has a loch of truma. Rab Shimon says, no, it's mutter, it's nice in Tam of Gan. What's this machloikis? This is a machloikis in a case where right from the inception, when the Tam comes in contact, it's right away from the inception, it's lufgam upligi, and there's a machloikis between, it's right away lufgam in the taruvis. Again, going with Tosis Mahalik, we're talking about in the taruvis, right from the beginning of the taruvis, and yet upligi, so Rabbi, how could Rabbi Yochanan, so l'chayr we have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan from this Mishnah, that he's correct, that the machloikis remain in Rabbi Shimon is where it's pogam mikar. I'm Rabbi Zeira, no riot. Could be pogam mikara is mutter. Shiny Isa, hoil veruya l'chameya bokama Isa zacheres. Because this Isa, einachanami from a taste standpoint, it's off taste because it has too much yeast in it now. But now I could look at the whole dough as sourdough, and what can I do with the whole dough? I can use it to make other, Rashi says, trumos. I'll put it into other doughs of truma, and it'll make those doughs into chometz doughs. So from taste standpoint, it's lufgam. But from a usable standpoint, as far as having a lot of sourdough around that can help me with my other baking, it's l'shvach. So memela could be that we're slugging up the raya. It's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan, because I don't look at this as pogam mikora. I look at this as shvach, because I got a lot of sourdough now that I can use. Memela, that's why the Tanakhama here says it's usser. You have no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Tarshima, I'll bring you a raya from another brisa. If you have dough of trum and chulin that fell into an isa, here it's speaking about where both fell in at the same time. V'chimtzu, and they made it chametz thick. Osir, the halacha is that it is osir. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon holds its mutter, and we'll explain why this is in a moment. Nafel shel truma tchila. What happens if the truma fell in first? And it had enough to make chametz, and then the chulin fell in, and now there was too much, and the dough became spoiled. Divrei HaKohel usser. Everybody holds it's usser. Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to explain on Amud Beis that l'chayra, if you're telling me Divrei HaKohel usser, what's the reason? Because it begins with, because right away from the inception, there is, let's go to the next case. Nafu shel chulin, ve'achar kach nafu shel truma, oy shel klaya kerem, osir rab shimon mater. Here the chulin fell in first, then the truma fell in, and, or the klaya kerem fell in. So the truma is coming in right away from, and the klaya kerem are coming in right away from inception, lifgam. So Tanakhama holds osir rab shimon mater. And, in the case that we had before, where the chulin fell in and nafel shel truma tchila, where the truma fell in first and then the chulin, so we say divrei HaKohel usser. What's the svara? So Rashi explains, because it started l'shvach, the truma was very good at the beginning, but then it became spoiled. So everybody holds its usher. Even Reb Shimon holds its usher. As we explained before, that when in the taruvis it starts off good and then becomes bad, Reb Shimon holds its usher. So if so, the Gemara is going to ask, in the first case also, when they fell in at the same time, so also the truma starts off good and then turns bad, why does Reb Shimon say it's mutter there? He should agree that it's usher. We'll see the teretz on Amud Beis. But meanwhile, we're going to focus on the last case over here, where the chulin fell in first, and then the truma, or the klaya kerem. So the Tanakhama says usher, Reb Shimon says mater. By the time the truma fell in, it was overly done with too much yeast. V'ahocha de pogam mikor upligi. Here's a case where the truma starts off with a bad taste to begin with, and yet there's a machloikis. So l'char yavaraya to Rabbi Yochanan, that the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Reb Shimon is in pogam mikor. V'chi tema, hocha nami, as we turn to if you're going to tell me that we're going to give the same answer, because actually we asked from this case earlier, And when we asked from this case earlier, or we wanted to bring a raya from this case to Rabbi Yochanan, we schlugged it up with Rabbi Zera by saying this is not a case of pogam mikara, but rather it's a shvach. There's something beneficial that you're going to have a lot of dough to a lot of sourdough to be mechametz other doughs. And b'meili, you have no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. If you want to give me that answer, tashamami seifa. I'll bring you a raya from the seifa of that brisa. Hayayin shenafel l'toich hadashim. This is the case that we had on Amud Aleph when we were speaking about Ula. Hayayin shenafel l'toich hadashim v'chomet shenafel l'toich grisin. And the Gemara's havman is that they were both cases. It was hot hadashim, hot grisin. So Tana Kama says, Aser, Reb Shimon Matur. V'ha hachanami depaga mikar upligi. Here's a case where the taste, right up from the outset, when it came into the Taruvis, was lifgam. And yet there's a machlagis Tana Kama and Reb Shimon. So what are you going to answer to this? And you can't give me the answer, Reb Zera, that it's l'shvach to make other doughs because this is a sourdough that I could use for other doughs. Here we're talking about the chaymetz and the yayin nesach that fell into the adoshim and the greisin. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me hachanami k'dishan le ulo l'rabbi chaga, this question was already posed by Reb Chaga to Ula, that Ula said Pogam Mikara, everybody holds its mutter, and Reb Chaga asked them that here you see it's a machloikis. And what did Ula answer to that question on Amud Aleph? Kishish biyik lubisayif pogam. It's not speaking about it fell into hot greasin, it fell into cold greasin. So it was first good, and then it became off taste. If you're going to give that teretz, and Mimele, you're going to say it's no raya, again, to Rabbi Yochanan, that their machloikis is in Pogam Mikara, Umi Pligi, Kishish Biyach Lubasoif Pogam. How could you say the Machloikis is in a case of Hishbiyach Lubasoif Pogam, where it was cold and then it became hot, like Ula answered to Reb Chag on Abed Aleph, Voktani, Nafushal Truma Tchila, Divra Kolosser. We learned on the Brisa, this same Brisa on Amud Aleph, we learned that if it fell into Truma first, everybody holds that it's Osir. Why? Because that's a case of Hishbiach Ula Besoif Pogam. And there even Reb Shimon holds that it's Osir. Once the Tom started out as a good Tom in the Taruvis, even though it later turned off taste, it remains Osir. So you can't say that the machloikis is in Hishbiach Ula Besoif Pogam. So therefore, you have to say that the machloikis, in the case of Chaymet Shenafel L'Toich Grisin, is where it's pogam mikar, because it fell into something that was hot. So we see from this explanation of the entire Brisa that the machloikis is like Rabbi Yochanan said, pogam mikar is the machloikis. And we see that by hishbiach l'besoyev pogam, it's also the devakal. This is where Tosfos on Amud Aleph asks, how can you say teiku in what Rabbi Yochanan meant on Amud Aleph in the Shaila? Here you see Klar that the Gemara's maskana is that if it's pogam mikar, everybody holds it is the machloikis is in pogam mikara, and if it's hishbiach l'besoyev pogam, everybody holds it's aser. So this was resolved after the Gemara initially in the Beis Medrash said teiku. So learns Tosfos. Now the Gemara asks, hani tlasa bavi diktani lomali. Why do we have these three cases in the Brisa that we just quoted? What are the three cases? So Rashi says, the Reisha is when they both, the Chulin and the Truma, fell in together. The Metzias said the middle case is where the Truma fell in first. The Seifa is the case of the Yayin falling into the Adashim and the Chaimitz into the Grisin. Tosfos and Divrei Maskil v'Haniklas Bavei asked that really, there are four cases. Really, the Metzias has two cases, one where the Truma fell in first and one where the Chulin fell in first. So Tosfos answers, based on the explanation of the Maram, that the middle case is put there primarily to teach you that Rab Shimon is Moida, that by Truma first and then Chulin, where the Truma started out good and then became Pogum, that the din is Usser, that Rab Shimon is Moida, that it's Usser. And I wouldn't know that from the Reisha, because the Reisha is where they fell in together. Here it's a case where the Truma falls in first. In the Reisha, Reb Shimon says when they fall in together, it's mutter. Here we're telling you that he holds it's oster. So that's why I need it for. The second case where the Chulin fell in first and then the Truma, For Reb Shimon to say it's mutter, that's for sure. If Reb Shimon holds when they both fall in together in the reish, it's mutter, certainly. When the chulin fell in first and then the truma fell in, there was no shavach to begin with. Avada Reb Shimon would hold that it is mutter, so I don't need it for Reb Shimon. For the rabbonin who say it's usser, I don't need it either, because I don't need the case of chulin and then truma, because I know it's from the seifa that pogam mikor is no good from the case of yayin. If that case is no good by pogam mikora, then in this case for sure no good, because here we have the swore of Reb Zeira, because he could use it for other dotes. So why are you telling me this case? The only reason could be is because I wouldn't know the case from the Reisha. In the Reisha, they both fell in together. I would think maybe only there the Rabbanan say it's Aser. But if the Chulin fell in first and then the Truma, I would say perhaps the Rabbanan don't say it's Aser. But I really know it from the Seif, as we explained. So I'm just putting it here, since I put the case of Truma and then Chulin, I put the case of Chulin and then Truma. So that's why the two middle cases are really considered one case. So the bottom line is that we consider three cases here, where they both fall together, that's the Reisha. The middle is where the Truma fell in first, that's the Iker case that we're bringing. The third case is the case of Yayin and Chaymet. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you need all three cases? Bishloim above it is Seifa, Kamashim, Pagam Mikora, Machlagis. I need the Seifa, because that teaches me the concept of Pagam Mikora, as the Gemara did on Amud Beisir at the top, showing why you have to come to that conclusion that you have arrived from the Seifa that the Machlagis between Rabbein and Reb Shimon is in Pagam Mikora. Mitzi Asa, Nami Hishbich, Lubisoif Pagam, Dever Kol Aser. The middle case I need, because as we explained, the main case in the middle is Truma first, then Chulin. That's the case of Hishbich, Lubisoif Pagam. And there everybody holds it's Aser, even Reb Shimon. El Reish, Lomali, what do I need the first case? Hashta, Uma Seifa. In the case of Yayin and in Adashim, or Chaimitz in Greisen, if the Rabbanan over there hold, Deloy Kamishabeh, Klal Aser Rabbanan, it's Pagam Mikora, the Rabbanan hold it's Aser. So Reisha, the Kamishabeh, Miboya, the ratio where there is a gain because he put them both in at the same time. So the Truma is starting out as a shvach. So for sure the Rabbanan hold that's Aser. If they hold Pagam Mikor is Aser, for sure that's. What do I need the ratio for? What's the teaching? I'm Rabbaya. Says Abaya, you're right. According to the Rabbanan, I don't need the ratio. You know what I need the ratio for? L'Rab Shimon. Reisha L'Rab Shimon Itzrich. I need it for Rab Shimon who's matir when they both fall in together. This is the discussion between Rabban and Reb Shimon. This dough would really become chametz in 2 hours. What caused it to get chametz in 1 hour? Isser. The Isser did something to hasten the leavening process. Later on, there was too much dough. There was too much sourdough here in this dough. There was too much yeast in the dough. So it became over-leavened, and then it got spoiled. So that's a case of Shevach, Hishbiach, L'Besoif, Pagam. So the Rabbanan are asking Reb Shimon, don't you hold in that case Divrei HaKol Aser? When Truma falls in and then Chulin, you say in the Metzias case, Divrei HaKol Aser. So how come here in the Reisha you hold that it is Mutter? Tosfos in Divrei HaMasechta, Reb Shimon says, L'Chayra, we'll come to that Tosfos in 1 second. Reb Shimon, Kishishbichu Shneim Hishbichu, Kishipagam Shneim Pagam. Reb Shimon says, no, I have an answer to your kasha, the Rabbanan. This is not like Truma falling in first and then Chulin. There the Truma made the Shevach and then it became Nifka. Masha'enkin over here, when it made the Shevach, it did it together with the Chulin. When it became Pogam together. So it never did it alone. Rashi says, V'loy ha'isr levado yishbichai. If the Isser didn't do it alone, I hold Yishbich L'Besai Pagam as Aser, Divrakol, that's only the Truma did it alone to begin with. But here it didn't do it alone, it only did it with the Chulin together. That's not called that the Isser was Mashbich L'Chatchila. I look at it that that's called that it was Pagam Mikora. There was no Shevach in the beginning, and that's why I hold that it is Mutter. Frank the Gemara, Reb Shimon, let's starve Heter V'Isser, B'Hadi Yadari V'Litzer. After all, you're telling me that the Isser is doing something, but it doesn't do it alone. But let the Isser use the het together, they should mitzdarf, and together I should say that it's making the chimutz, and therefore I should look at it. Why does Reb Shimon not look at it as Hishbiach? He should look at it as Hishbiach. Taisus here. Here's the Taisus Dibur Masel Reb Shimon, third Taisus on the Amud. Taisus says, isn't this Tali in the Sugi we learned earlier in the Masechta of Zev Zeh Goyrim? Lachar, this is the case of Zev Zeh Goyrim. And we have Shitas there that hold Zev Zeh Goyrim as Mutter, so Reb Shimon could hold Zev Zeh Goyrim as Mutter. What's the Gemara's Kashir Litzar of Het of Isra Bari Adar Litzar? Answer is Taisus, you saw it, that Zev Zeh Goyrim is Mutter. That's only if each one can't do it by itself. Our case is, as we learned in the Brisa, that yesh by kedei lahachmitz, each one could make it chametz by itself. So memela there, you wouldn't say zev zeh garbim. So memela, the Gemara's kasha comes back. Why don't I say that the heter should start with the isser? And I should say that the isser is doing something positive, and it should be considered l'shbich l'bistayif nifkam, which Reb Shimon holds its usser. So the Gemara answers, Reb Shimon l'tamei, Reb Shimon goes according to l'shitasei, the Amar. Afilu isser v'isser nami l'mitzarfi, even two isurim are not mitzarfi, it's none. We learned in the Mishnah, ho'orlu klayakarim mitzarfi, that din is that Orla or Kliakarim, each one is bottle if it falls into 200. What happens if one measure of Orla, one saw of Orla and one saw of Kliakarim fell into 200 saw of Chulin? So if I say they join together, they join forces together, I'll need 400. There's two. Now, 200 against two is not a ratio of 1 to 200 to be Mevatl. So I'll need 400 to 2. But the Tanakham says, you'll need 400. If you don't have 400, the din is that it will usher, it will become Orla and Kliakarim. Reb Shimon, I'm aim at Starfin. No, I look at it as if each one fell in by itself, and on each one I have 200, and it is not Mitzdarf, and I just need 200 to be Mevatlet. So Reb Shimon holds that two Isurim are not Mitzdarf together. He will not hold over here that the Isur and the Heter are Mitzdarf to say that the heter makes the iser into a thing that is hishbicha l'besoif pogam. The Gemara says, "Hahu achbar, there was a mouse, the nafal l'chavit l'shikra, fell into a barrel of beer. Asrei rav lahi shikra. Rav prohibited that shechar, that beer, from being drunk because there was a mouse in it. Even if they took out the mouse, Tosfos asks, it's tzaynin, it's all tzaynin, but tzaynin cold, no heating process here. Yet, it will be also, it stood for 24 hours, and we have it in kavush, something that sits for, the mouse was in the sheikher for 24 hours, that gives a din of bishul, and therefore it was usher. Ask the Gemara, Amru, Rabban Kamed Rav Sheshes. The Rabban said to Rav Sheshes, name a ksav, nois tam of usher. Should we say that Rav holds that nois and tam of gam is usher, because the achbor was giving a bad taste, and is that in fact what Rav holds? Like Rav Meir, the nois tam of gam is usher. Amru Rav Sheshes, be almas over Rav, nois tam of gam mutter. All over, in any other halacha, Rav holds nois tam of gam is mutter. V'hacha, but over here, it's a case of a sheretz. Chidushu, domimis mois. Because people are repulsed from a sheretz, from a mouse. Ubedili nishmine, they distance themselves from the mouse. Vafilahachi asr rachman, still the Torah asr it. Hilchach, nois tam of gam nami asr. Therefore, in this case, by sheretz, by achbor, nois tam of gam vi asr, all over it is mutter. As Machlaik's Rashi tells us, what does it mean that it is a chedeshir? Rashi learns, I don't need the Torah to tell me not to eat a mouse. Nobody's going to eat it anyway. Tosfos does not like that pshat, because Tosfos said, number one, maybe the Torah is telling me I get malchus. Einichnam, I know you're not going to eat it, but Torah wants to tell me if you do eat it, you get malchus. Secondly, chiddush b'chol hashas means something that is usually mutter, this is an exception, it's usher. Or something is usher, and this is an exception, it's mutter. Here, according to Rashi, chiddush is not in terms of exception to the rule of Isra Heter, rather it means, why did the Torah have to tell it to me? The whole limud, the whole injunction of the Torah is superfluous. And if it's superfluous, it must be to tell you a chiddush that even nice and tam of gam is usher as well. So learns Rashi, that's Rashi's shita because of the chiddush. Tosfos says that it has to be, the chiddush usually means a heter different than an isher. So Tosfos learns that the chiddush is that normally I would say noisen tam lufgam is mutter, something that's not royal and available, something that's most, that people don't eat, is mutter. Yet here the Torah tells me something that's repulsive, that people would never eat. The Torah is telling me I'm placing an isser on something that people don't usually eat. So that, usually it's mutter, like we learned, if it's Nisracha Mikara by Nevela, we learned at the beginning of today's shir, that it is mutter. And yet here the Torah said a repulsive thing, that if people eat, it is usher. That's a chiddush, because it's an exception of the rule that usually something that's not roy lachila is mutter, here it's usher. So once I see that chiddush, it's also usher as far as Nice Talmud of Gam is concerned as well. Omrule, Rabban Rav Sheish, El Miyata, according to your concept of chiddush, letame law, lach v'yavish. So why, when it comes to the Nintumah, we know the sheretz is metame. And if it's a chiddush, it should be metame in all cases. Allah metame, why did we learn that metame lach v'yavish, metame v'yavishim? Rashi brings down the Gemara Masechtas Nida, daf nun dalam v'yavis, that a sheretz and shechva zera, semen, and a nevela are all metame only if it's moist, but not if it's dried up. But if you're telling me it's a chiddush, and that's why Nois Tam V'Gam only here is usher, so then if it's a chiddush, the Torah should have prohibited it in all circumstances, because to be make an isser of tumah, I don't need. Nobody's going to touch these things anyway. It's repulsive. Elamai, if the Torah does usher it only by yavish, by lach and not by yavish, that's a proof that it's not a chiddush. And Rashi says, why? Because people do eat mice. And that's why the Torah had to usher it, and that's why it's only usher lach and not yavish. If so, maybe Nois Tam V'Gam should be mutter as well. Ulutameich, the Gemara has a rejoinder, shichva zera, to tamalach v'yavish. Shichva zera is definitely most. Nobody wants to come near semen and touch it, and yet the Torah usher tumah. So according to Rashi's pshat, we're going to learn chiddush, it's superfluous. The Torah didn't have to usher it. Nobody would get close to it anyway. And if so, it should be usher lach v'yavish. Why did we learn in the Mishnah, metam and lach v'yavish, metam and yavishin, that it's only metam when it's moist, not when it's dried up? That certainly is badal, certainly is a chiddush. It should be usher even by yavish. El amayis l'chamemer. What can you answer? Because it's a gzeres sakasiv. Ein echanami, it's a chiddush. Ein echanami, nois tam v'kam by a mouse would be usher. But even though it's a chiddush, it's not going to be usher when it is yavesh, because I have exer sakasiv. Shichva zera amarachmana, berui lazria. It has to be able to be mazria when it is moist, not when it's all dried up. Hachanami, concerning a sheretz that is dead, the pasuk says, kol asher yipol olav mehem b'moisim, Rashi brings down the pasuk. So we learn out, ke'ein moisim, ke'shein lachet. It's only when it is like it was when it died. Right when it died, the body of it was still moist. That's the only time it's usher. Therefore, even though it's a chiddush, it's usher lach and not yavish because of exeris akasiv. But I am able to say that Rav usher this thing, nois tam lufgam, because it's a chiddush, and even though it's a chiddush, it's only going to be metame lach and not yavesh. But b'chol atar kula, Rav could hold nois tam v'gam as mutter. So beruy lazriach, chanami b'moisim amarachmana ke'ein moisim, like it is at the time of death. Maskelor of simen ardo, mi mois. Is it really moist? You're basing your whole concept on mois. V'aloi oyla shulchan malachim. There are kings that eat it as a delicacy. You know when they eat it, as Rashi says, asukurl. This is a squirrel. A squirrel is a mouse of the field. That is a delicacy kings eat. We're talking about its moss, and people are bottled from it. That's a city mouse. That is repulsive. This is the halacha. The nice time has come is mutter, like we said at the beginning of this year. That's how we paskin and simen kuf. Chaf, Beis, Sif, Aleph, Midoraisen, Nois Tam V'Gam is Mutter. V'Achbar V'Shichbar Lo Yadana Mai Tamid Rav. Why Rav prohibited a mouse which was there for 24 hours and you took out the mouse? Why you cannot drink the beer? I don't know Rav's reason. Im Shum Dekasar Nois Tam V'Gam Usher. Maybe he holds Nois Tam V'Gam is Usher. And then V'Les Hilchistik of a say. Then we don't pass like him because we pass Nois Tam V'Gam is Mutter. Imishum, it could be the Ksarver, Nois Tam V'Gam, Mutter. He really holds Nois Tam V'Gam as Mutter. But V'Achbara B'Shichra, Ashkuche Mishabech. But beer, a mouse in beer actually enhances the flavor. It's not Nois Tam V'Gam, it makes a better flavor. And the Rabbeinu Yoinosin says that if this is the pshat, according to this tzad of the Chakira, then nobody argues. We don't find anybody who says that it doesn't enhance it, and therefore it could come out, although we paskin b'chol ha-Torah. Nois tam l'vgam is mutter, Rav holds nois tam v'gam is mutter. The only reason he asked it over here, because it's not a pagam, it's mashbiachir, and that's why it's usher. And then the halacha would be, according to this side of the chakira, like Rav.